Yeah, it's great. I mean, at this point, I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. So, no, I'm really happy.
You're due to become the club's longest-serving player. Did you ever think that would be in your mind, that would ever happen when you signed back in 2005?
No, never. Things like that, just you probably don't think about until you're done playing. But, you know, it'd be a great achievement, all being well. And obviously, I'm more looking at some success with the team again, really. So, but that's it is a nice thing, yeah.
And also, you got the testimonial to come this year as well.
Yeah, that should be exciting. I know Tomo's was a really fun time and see some old faces. So I've started the planning already. So hopefully I can get some good faces back and people will enjoy that too.
What do you want to achieve this year on a kind of personal note?
Last year was kind of I started exactly how I wanted to and felt great on the ice. And you know, I got injured for about 7 weeks there, and it really made it a kind of an average season for myself. And I'd kind of struggled to get back. I was never as fit as I was at the beginning. So, obviously get fit again, get back to top form fitness, and then hopefully stay healthy throughout the year and just do what I do well and hopefully contribute to the team a little more this year.
I know the kind of player you are. Do you expect kind of big things from yourself this year as well?
Yeah, I come in every year and as fit as I can and play the role that the coach wants me to, which hasn't changed with any coach. Like I'm never going to come in and be a goal scorer, but if I can contribute, I will. But everything I do comes from hard work, so that's what I'll be intending on doing for Tomo as well.
And are you looking forward to playing under Paul Thompson again, obviously having played under him with Great Britain?
Yeah, big time. I really like him as a coach, and we'd spoke a few times in previous years to possibly link up when he was in Coventry. So to get a chance to play for him now, he's a good, honest coach, and I look forward to it.
What are you expecting his team to be like? Are you expecting a bit more of a gritty team?
Yeah, I mean, my experience with Tomo is he's always rewarded guys that work hard and do things the way he wants to and doing the right things. So, I've read the things like you've read that he wants to have a more kind of in your face and going to the dirty areas to get our goals and that kind of suits me. So, yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to see who brings in. The couple signings he's already brought in look top notch. So, yeah, it looks exciting again.
What do you make to the squad so far? Obviously, you mentioned you've got those two import defencemen that have been brought in, and you've got the existing parts there from last year, the likes of Matthew Waugh, Colton Fretta, and obviously the British core as well.
Yeah, I mean, what we've already got in Wazzy and Fretz and Eddie, I mean, there's already real quality in the side, and the two signs that he's brought in, one's a fairly young guy, but look at his resume already, he's obviously some kind of player, so... It looks exciting, like I say, and I look forward to seeing the rest of the signs like everyone else.
Obviously, I guess one personal disappointment for yourself, Mark Thomas heads over to the Manchester Phoenix. What are your thoughts on that move?
I'm not disappointed. I'm sick of the sight of him, but no, it's a decision he's making at a time in his life when it's probably right, and he's doing it for his family and whatever else. I'm sure it won't be the last we see of him, but. No, it's good for him. I hope it all works out well for him, but it will be missed.
And just finally, you've got obviously the draw for the Champions Hockey League has now taken place. You're heading to Finland and Sweden to play teams in that competition. How excited are you for that new look competition?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, as a player, you want to test yourself against anyone, and I don't think there's any bigger test than those two teams we've drawn, so it'll definitely be a challenge and one that I'm sure everyone will be up for, but I mean, it is a massive challenge to go to those places and get a result. So, but I just look forward to seeing kind of what the level is like, and you know, like I say, just to test yourself against the top players in the world.